This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Is there such a thing as a dog versus a cat person? What are you? We want to know. You ain't nothing but a hound
dog. Crying on a tire. Well, here to help us with this is Melbourne-based practicing vet and academic, Dr. Rebecca Wilcox. Beck, welcome back to Joy Drive.
Thank you, Aaron. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Is there such a thing? Is there a dog and a cat person?
Apparently there is. There's quite a bit of data out there, and the studies have been done coming out of Texas and looked at surveying the general population and finding that 15% of people identify as cats-only people. Wow. 46% dogs-only, yeah. And 27% cats and dogs. And about 12% don't like either.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting. What are you?
What are you? It really depends on the time of day. I like to treat cats. My dog irritates me so much, but if you want to cuddle, she's fantastic and she's there all the time.
Okay, well, I used to have cats, but I'm more a dog person now. I mean, I love my dog. I've only ever had one dog, but I don't think, you know, once you've had a dog, you can never go back. I don't know what to say.
Back. I just say to people that they've got dogs, they haven't met the right cat yet. I think, yeah, it is really interesting. There's certainly personality types that psychologists are showing that are more associated with people who are firmly in one camp or the other.
Okay.
I'd call myself fluid. Okay. Dog and cat, really. Yeah.
What's new, pussycat? Okay, what makes a cat person different to a dog person?
So a cat person, and when we say that, we mean a person who just lives with cats or one cat or more, they tend to be... And this is a generalization, but statistically significant data shows that they tend to be more introverted. They tend to be more creative. They're more non-traditional in their thinking. They tend to be more socially anxious but actually more trusting. Whereas a dog person, well, and that includes people who have dogs and cats who are open to dogs and cats, as well as the 46% dogs only people, tend to be more gregarious, more outgoing, more accepting. Of course, there are outliers.
Are there differences across cultures?
Absolutely, there are. So one really interesting thing that gets a little bit of pushback is that cats nearly went extinct in medieval times because they were, the Pope's Elizabeth I had a real thing for burning effigies of cats full of cats and burned cats at the stake with witches, so they nearly went extinct, which actually really helped the plague take off in Europe. But certainly across cultures in contemporary times, they're absolutely worshipped in places like Japan. It's a really weird thing. Canada is a predominantly cat-loving nation, but then Alaska loves dogs. Australia, they're all about dogs. The cities, as you expect for practicality reasons, are mostly about cats. And New York City, London, and where's the other one? Tokyo in particular. But then you've got Edinburgh, and they're all about dogs, even with apartments.
You know what's really interesting? I'm going to throw in something controversial here and saying, wouldn't it be good, though, if feral cats went extinct?
Oh, it would be fantastic for the wildlife. It would be really good. And I know this is controversial and I know it upsets people. If we could get everybody with a cat to have the cat enclosed in a catio or, indoor run or just keep them inside, then they're not a pet to have outside. Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? Okay. Why do cats rule the internet if more of us like dogs? So you said, what was the percentage of dogs? 46%. Why do people watch cat videos nonstop?
Yeah, so there's a lot of closet cat people out there, I'd say, because they're not disclosing their browsing habits. 15% of the internet is made up of cats. If you started watching cat videos now... Well, I guess it depends on your age. But even my kids, if they started watching it now, they couldn't consume the amount of cat content on the internet in their lifetime. Now, the reason for this, they think, is that cats are just really easy with their behaviour and their facial expressions. It's really easy to laugh at them and anthropomorphise them and, you know, add music, etc. So people find them funny. But I think that would suggest that more people like cats than the psychologists are finding.
Now, Taylor Swift, she's got three cats and a strong opinion on them. What's her famous quote?
She's so snarky. She says, why does she like cats? And she has become a cat lady herself. She says that openly. It's because they can manage their own lives.
Ah, okay. What other celebrities are dog versus cat people?
Yeah, so I looked into this. So Lady Gaga, what do you think?
She put meat on her, so I don't know. Maybe she's a dog person?
She's a French bulldog.
Oh, right.
Ed Sheeran's a cat person.
Right.
The Hemsworths are into dogs. Lizzo's got a tiny little chihuahua called Tinkerbell.
Oh, Tinkerbell.
Drew Barrymore has a bearded dragon. Beyonce has all the animals.
Does she? You mean she has?
She does.
When you say
she's
all
got
the animals?
All of them.
Oh, as in
parrots.
Both cats
she's
and dogs.
An African grey. Yeah.
She hasn't got a zoo.
Grey parrot, a fish. Well, I don't know. She might have a private zoo. She might have a tiger for all we know, but she's had, growing up and in her life, every type of animal you can imagine. Animal lover.
Fantastic. Beck, I didn't realise there'd be so much information about cat people and dog people. Thank you so much for sharing it with us on Joy Drive today.
Oh, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy.
Catch you next time. That is Dr. Rebecca Wilcox, Melbourne-based practicing vet and academic.
Tired of switching between stations for good music and engaging content? Well, switch no more. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.